This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 11th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance and ControlWeedsNotFarming.com. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump announced today that the United States will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China under a new trade framework, and that tariffs on Chinese goods will total 55%. In return, the president said the U.S. will provide China, quote, what was agreed to, including allowing Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. What Trump described as a deal, perhaps a framework to help the U.S. and China eventually negotiate a sought-after trade agreement, which Trump intends to do with numerous countries. So far, Trump has only announced the terms of a deal with the United Kingdom. The Chinese statement of the talks did not reveal any details of concrete steps. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that some countries may get extensions on the July 9 deadline the Trump administration has set for negotiating trade deals. There are 18 important trading partners. We are working on deals for those. Bessent said we will roll the date forward to continue good faith negotiations. Bessent speaking before a House committee. Countries that aren't negotiating in good faith won't get an extension, he said. It's up to President Trump. His comments came in response to questions about how the administration expects to meet the July deadline before the so-called reciprocal tariffs revert to the higher levels announced on April 2nd. Chicago Board of Trade grain futures are tentative ahead of crop reports coming from both the U.S. and Brazilian agriculture agencies. Tomorrow, the USDA will issue its latest WASDE at noon Eastern time. In the meantime, the Brazilian crop agency, CONABE, will release its latest assessment of the country's crops. Ag Resources says the update of both forecasts will be closely watched by grain traders. Traders fear that this report reflects a decrease in U.S. feed and residual use based on the record high dry matter content of the 2024 U.S. crop. Soybean futures were lower today. Imports of soybeans by China in May more than doubled the total from April. China imported 13.9 million metric tons, a big ramp up in buying, according to Commerce Bank. The firm adds that roughly 75% of these imports likely came from Brazil, although it's not until later this month that this data point is confirmed. The tariffs were significantly lowered again in mid-May, according to Commerce Bank. However, they're still likely to be too high to make U.S. soybeans attractive to Chinese buyers. Brazil typically seen as a primary supplier of soy exports at this time of year. The U.S. will significantly reduce the amount of biodiesel and renewable diesel it imports this year because of a federal tax credit change, according to the Energy Information Administration. The tax credit change replaced the flat dollar a gallon blender's credit and instead rewards producers based on the carbon intensity of their fuels. Section 45Z applies only to domestic production, unlike the dollar a gallon blender's credit, which had applied both imported and domestically produced biodiesel and renewable diesel. Domestic corn demand in Brazil will keep out of global markets much of the country's second largest harvest ever. University of Illinois researchers said Brazilian corn exports this year are projected to decline due to rising demand from animal feed producers and the expanding ethanol industry. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Trial lawyers are using a discredited report from a World Health Organization sub-agency to attack a safe, American-made weed-fighting tool. This tool helps keep your food costs down, and without it, food inflation could double. Stand with American farmers and keep trial lawyers' greed out of our farms and food supply. Fight back at ControlWeedsNotFarming.com, paid for by Modern Ag Alliance. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.